I'm Jeffy Ebanks with your latest local news. A man accused of causing death by dangerous driving is expected to enter pleas into Grand Court next month. Anthony Devin Berry Jr. is due to return to court on the 10th of July when his pleas are scheduled to be taken. The charges relate to an incident around 6 a.m. on Easter Monday last year when Norwegian national Per Undim, a resident of Savannah, was cycling along Bodentown Road. He was struck by a car allegedly driven by Mr. Berry and later died from his injuries. Mr. Berry is represented by Brady's attorneys at law and remains on bail until his next court appearance. In other local news, RCIPS officers, supported by the Department of Environmental Health, carried out a cleanup operation on Mary Molly Hyde's Road on Thursday, the 4th of June. The initiative forms part of ongoing efforts by the RCIPS to discourage antisocial behavior, disrupt criminal activity, and improve public safety in West Bay following concerns raised by residents. During the operation, officers and DEH staff removed several abandoned and discarded items that were contributing to the deterioration of the area. Inspector Cohan, District Commander for West Bay, said the location has been subject of repeated complaints about loitering, disorderly conduct, and other activities affecting the surrounding communities. He added that the RCIPS remains committed to addressing these issues and improve the quality of life for those who live and work in the district. The RCIPS says it will continue to promote safety and respond to concerns across the Cayman Islands. A training and development officer at Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman has been named the Civil Service Employee of the Month for March 2026. Kira Eiton received the honor for delivering an outstanding customer service, one of the key goals of the Civil Service Strategic Plan. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Ms. Eiton was first selected as the Chief Officer's Choice for the Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration by Chief Officer Wesley Howell before going on to win the Deputy Governor's Top Monthly Award. Her nomination praised her professionalism, her dedication, and her genuine passion for helping others learn, grow, and feel supported in their careers. Her manager and nominator, Andrea Bothwell, commended Ms. Eiton for strengthening staff capability and creating meaningful learning opportunities across work. She is known for her collaborative approach, practical problem solving, and her support for initiatives that improve outcomes for both the department and the wider community. Colleagues described her as a trusted source of guidance and encouragement, particularly in career and development conversations, calling her a wise sounding board who helps Caymanians set goals, build confidence, and pursue professional growth. Upon receiving the award, Ms. Eiton said she was surprised, elated, and humbled, expressing gratitude to her manager, colleagues, and senior leadership for their support. She emphasized her belief in the power of learning, saying she enjoys championing a culture of continuous development. Ms. Eiton began her public service career in education, working as a teacher support aide before becoming an elementary teacher from 2010 through 2018. She joined WORC, or WORC, in February of 2022 as a training and development officer and has also served as acting training and development manager. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Finally, four cruise ships are scheduled to visit Cayman next week. Up to 3,000 people could be stopping by on Monday with the arrival of Adventures of the Seas. Tuesday is a free day, but Resilient Lady is on the schedule for Wednesday with up to 2,800 visitors. The final cruise ship of the week is Thursday. Norwegian Prima and Carnival Sunrise can carry up to 7,000 passengers combined. You can find the full schedule online at caymanport.com. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.